We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes. You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
The 25th annual Taste of Oviedo takes place on March 9th at the Oviedo Mall. And here once again to tell us all about it is Arnie Nussbaum. And next to Arnie is
Janelle Ferrer.
That's right. Janelle's volunteering this year. What did you call yourself?
I said that we were on the entertainment task force Taste of Oviedo.
I love that.
That sounds what we're doing.
Okay, well, either way, thank you both for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Great to be here, Michael.
Yes, it
all right,
is. Thank you.
25 years, that's a long time. And yet, every year, it's awesome.
It is awesome. This is, of course, the 25th annual Taste of Oviedo, presented by Airflow Designs Heating and Air Conditioning, the Oviedo Winter Springs Chamber, Regional Chamber of Commerce, and the City of Oviedo, Florida. And it is really a cool event, you know?
It is. It just gets better every year. I mean, they're expecting over 200 vendors, 30 of which are local eateries and restaurants serving up some of the most delicious food that you have ever tasted. 10 years running has been TJ Seafood Shack. They've been our winner, so we wonder who's going to win it this year.
That's my favorite, sweet potato fries and fish tacos.
Oh, their fish tacos are so good.
They're incredible. And you know, one of the things about Taste of Oviedo that makes it so unique and special, people say, is it a foodie event? And the fact of the matter is, it is a foodie event, but it's also a family-friendly event that's really, when we say Taste of Oviedo, it's a taste of all of the things.
Of the city of Oviedo.
The city of Oviedo.
Absolutely.
And that northeast little corridor of Seminole County.
It has a bit of history because of the, every year we mention this, the citrus and celery.
Ooh, and yes. This year,
it's historic.
Right. It's history.
See how I worked that in?
When we say history, it is a really interesting history because Oviedo was actually settled in the 1800s, but incorporated probably 1925. And when we take a look at that history, that very rich history of Oviedo in the area, there were two crops that made it famous, citrus and celery. Mm-hmm. And some of those will be used by the restaurants involved in cooking at the 25th annual Taste of Oviedo. And how did that happen? Because there was a freeze, so one crop didn't work. And then they rotated, and of course those crops went out to Lake Jessup and Sanford, and they went on the railroad, and that's what made that northeast Seminole County area of Oviedo, Winter Springs, Geneva, Chiliota famous, and probably where we're sitting right now. 100 years ago, there was probably orange crops.
Right.
It might have been.
But in the 40s, Oviedo was the celery capital of the world.
It wasn't still to this day. There is plenty of celery out in Oviedo.
Yep, there is plenty of celery.
For family fun, because we always say this is a very family-friendly event. And I have to say that we have wonderful entertainment and the kids section.
Something new this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, we always have had a kids section. It is free, of course.
That is new this year. It is free. Normally, parents would have to pay for it. So that is, thanks to the sponsorships there, we are allowed to offer that for free. And there's going to be amazing bounce houses, inflatables, bumper boats, obstacle courses. All of that's included in the free area for children.
Wait a minute. Just the kids can do that? I want to do it.
I know. I want to also.
Yeah. And you know what the fun is if you take a look at something like a giant John Deere bounce house, which is also a slide and a bounce combo, and also they have steer and drive bumper boats, and that's for 12 years old and under. You know, when I was a kid, we didn't have this. We had maybe a merry-go-round, and probably back then it wasn't even electric. There was somebody pushing the merry-go-round.
Careful, Arnie.
Oh my goodness.
I'm dating myself, but these are really, really fun. And every inflatable you can think about, every bounce house you can think about, all free. And who is it staffed by? 50 wonderful people from Oviedo City Church.
Right.
So mom and dad and grandparents and family members can all come out there and be happy and safe with all of these people from Oviedo City Church. That's what makes that kids section special. Also, the Music Box has their own entertainment stage with these uber-talented kids. And, of course, we have an entertainment stage as well that Janelle has been working vigorously on with me.
Oh, absolutely. Arnie's been wonderful at that as well, solidifying some really great entertainment that's going to be from 10 in the morning until they close down at 6 p.m. So there's going to be two stages. It's going to be fantastic to have live entertainment all day, not just the food. But there's so much going on that the family can enjoy from all different aspects here. And definitely lots of hard work has gone into this event.
Well, I always pick out a couple of bands or something to talk about every year. And this year that caught my eye was a girl group. They're all ages from 9 to 12, and they're called
very cool.
Hello Sister.
Hello Sister.
And
yeah,
I've worked with them a lot. Actually,
them,
Janelle and I have worked with them at the amphitheater, I believe, at the Oviedo Amphitheater, right?
Mm-hmm.
We
worked
with them. And this is a fun group. They're all sisters, and I would compare them to you're the best girl bands that...
Go-Go's.
The Go-Go's. Thank you, Michael.
Let me not say Spice Girls.
Right. Go-Go's is before.
As a person who owns all three Go-Go albums,
right. These girls are just, they're enthusiastic, they're energetic, and they're really great musicians.
And performers.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that not only are they awesome singers, the drummer is really, you know, it's very hard to find a good young drummer of any age. This drummer is really special. So Hello Sister is out there. And then, you know, Mixed Mode is an a cappella group, and I think it's a lot of fun to talk about a cappella groups, because what is a cappella? It's music without instruments, of course, and this is from UCF. UCF has 68,000 students right in our own backyard, probably the second or third largest university in the United States, and they have many different a cappella groups, and Mixed Mode, you know, they've won a lot of awards. You know, when you take a look at Mixed Mode, it's an entourage that comes with beatboxers. And, you know, there's so many people on stage with Mixed Mode. It's a lot of fun. And they really compared themselves to the Pitch Perfect movies. If you look at tasteofoviedo.org, that once again, if you want to know more information about Taste of Oviedo, just go to tasteofoviedo.org. And the Pitch Perfect movies are very, very interesting because they're about an a cappella group. And Mixed Mode is kind of like that a cappella group. Really, really fun.
Speaking of movies, you also have a band in there, School of Rock.
We always have fun with School of Rock because they're young kids that just play great music. They play rock and roll music, and they're really cool. This year, we have some new people. We wanted to take fan favorites for the entertainment. And remember, all of this is free. The kids section is free. The entertainment is free. The only thing you have to pay for is some food.
Well, let's talk about the food, since it is called Taste of Oviedo.
Absolutely.
You said, Janelle, that's over 200 local businesses and arts and crafts.
Arts, crafts, businesses, nonprofits, right. 30 of them, they're different foods, all locally from Oviedo or Winter Springs area. It's going to be delicious. One of the really cool things that Jeremiah's Italian Ice, which is Orlando's favorite Italian ice, they're actually going to have a blast from the past with their citrus twist flavor. It's returning for our event. So that's kind of something really cool that's happening. Now, this flavor hasn't been around in 5 years, and the demand is high. So they're saying get it while you can, and that's going to be available only at Taste of Oviedo.
And you said there's 30?
30 food vendors.
So you better come hungry.
Yeah, there's going to be a variety of food. And last year, I remember we got a little bit of it. I think we only hit 5 and we were already full. So make sure you start early, last the whole day, and spread yourself out.
Well, fortunately, it's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., so
that's
you can do breakfast, lunch, and dinner if you plan it right.
That's right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. You can start with dessert first.
In the entertainment area, we have Gabe Collazo, who's a wonderful singer and songwriter. And, of course, the Barley Wine Band has been a fan favorite for years. So what we did with entertainment is we took fan favorites that have come across every year as just fan favorites and then kind of sprinkled some new entertainment. Brooke Linnell has been with us. She's a wonderful singer, graduate of the Stetson Music Program. And Layla Mander will do a short set. She won Winter Springs Got Talent last year. Reminds me of a young Julie Andrews or Emily Blunt, who's ever playing Mary Poppins these days. And, of course, we have Danielle Carter, who was a music major at UCF. And Oliver Fox plays the ukulele. He'll do a short set. Young kid, about 11, 12 years old. Very talented.
Very talented.
We heard him over the holidays. And lots of other entertainers as well.
You mean like Arnie Nussbaum and his famous accordion?
No accordion.
Come on.
But we have a singer-songwriter, Courtney Haying. She is with Oviedo City Church, and she actually has played alongside Dolly Parton and Vince Gill.
She's new to Oviedo, so this will be great for her to be able to get to know the community.
And this all takes place at the Oviedo Mall. So let's talk about how we do this. Now, it starts at 10 a.m. Where do you go? How do you park? What do you do?
So you're going to see parking all around, but it's typically located on the northwest side of the Oviedo Mall. So there's going to be parking around. You're going to see the tents. You're going to see all the booths. You're going to see it at a distance. And there's designated areas for parking. So make sure you guys follow those signs so you don't get towed. And then you're going to see it. There's going to be the two stages for entertainment. You're going to see the kids' booths. There's going to be booths lined up all around. And there's going to be an area for all of the food booths. There's going to be informational stations where people will be able to access the maps and figure out where to go for what. So it's going to be very well laid out, very easy to find. Just head to the Oviedo Mall and you'll see it.
And you got our sister station DJ, Alex Diaz.
Alex Diaz will be one of the MCs from Mix 105.1. Alex is a lot of fun. So he'll be one of our MCs in the afternoon. And we have Janelle as an MC.
And Arnie.
And Madison Wilkinson who's right? with the Chamber. Yep. Jones. And also, Brian Kirkland, who's been on the radio here in Orlando for 25-plus years. And so we have a contest every hour in between the breaks for the bands, and we always have tickets to movies and shows and different things so you can win. Come out, and you know, where can you actually get entertained from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
For free,
on the adult stage and the kids stage,
right. Free
entertainment. And all of the other things that go on at Taste of Oviedo. So just go to tasteofoviedo.org and also on social media.
On the Facebook page, you can also check out Taste of Oviedo there as well.
All right, so it's Taste of Oviedo at the Oviedo Mall on March 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission is free. Parking is free. You want to bring your appetite because there's like 30 food vendors there providing all sorts of good eats. You can bring the kiddos because there's a free kid zone. They got rides. They got more food.
Bounce houses.
They got entertainment. The Oviedo Mall. Taste of Oviedo, March 9th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Well, Jeanette, what, Artie, what?
And for more information, just go to tasteofoviedo.org.
That's why you get paid the big money, Artie. That was beautiful. It's Taste of Oviedo at the Oviedo Mall on March 9th. Well, Janelle Ferrer and Arnie Nussbaum. Thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Michael.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.